Welcome to the Inspired Wealth Podcast, where we'll do just that, inspire wealth in as many people as possible. I'm your host, Alan Rode, Certified Financial Planner Pro, Registered Life Planner, and the founder and CEO of Modern Wealth. We'll be talking all things financial planning, or as I like to call it, financial life planning. Financial life planning is about living each day to its fullest, while also planning for the important things of tomorrow. Today's episode is called The Midpoint of Your Career, Creating Options in Life. Now, reaching the midpoint of your career isn't like getting your first high-paying job or the last few years of retirement. Those milestones track closely to age, with your first big job coming in your 20s and retirement happening in your late 50s, early 60s, or possibly even later. The midpoint is different. It lasts a lot longer, potentially over a decade, and it's as much as a mindset as a set of circumstances or financial markers. Essentially, you've gotten over your first hurdles, life is really good, but you start to realize that you're going to be working for at least another decade while you get your kids through college and top off your retirement fund. This is the first time that you think about hiring someone to help you sort out your money for many people. You look at your income and your bills and realize that there's a lot left over even after saving into your 401k. It occurs to you that the cost of messing this up could be on the expensive side. Things like, are you saving enough? Are you investing correctly? Have you thought about the appropriate amount of risk? And how about estate planning? Assuming you're covering the bases, how about the big questions? Is this all there is, or can you create options? Can you figure out a way to start your own business or even take time off? Does your investment plan reflect all of your values? While this is by no means an exhaustive answer to those questions, we've broken down the big issues for you. First, let's talk about covering your bases. The midpoint isn't different from the other stages in the three most significant money pieces: saving, investing, and taxes. Think about it. We have tax-deferred investments. Are you hitting your maximum into your 401k contributions? You want to lower your taxable income when you're earning, and your 401k or IRA savings is the most tax-efficient way to do just that. While the impulse may be to use your annual bonus or contribute a larger percentage of salary early in the year, or conversely, towards the end of the year, resist. Spreading out those contributions over the entire year means you can somewhat avoid investing in a falling market. Next is education savings. If you have kids under 10, saving into a 529 plan is the grown-up equivalent of drunk you leaving hungover you a big glass of water on your nightstand. The magic of compounding means that the money you put away now will grow and reduce those college costs. That means lower loan costs later. The advantage of tax-free growth adds considerably to the benefit. Depending on what state you live in, you may also have state tax benefits. Next is after-tax investing. Now, a taxable brokerage account for investing additional funds can help you diversify your overall investments and provides access to alternatives and other asset classes not available in a traditional 401k. This will potentially subject you to capital gains taxes on your investments, but you will also be able to use tax loss harvesting techniques to lower your overall tax bill. Another option is to open up an IRA with after-tax funds. When you withdraw it in retirement, you'll only pay taxes on the growth of the account, not the contributions to the account. You'll need to file a form called 8606 every year and keep careful records. You can also use the backdoor Roth strategy and immediately convert the traditional IRA to a Roth IRA. And growth in the account won't be taxable in retirement. Whether you use a backdoor Roth strategy or not, this can be an option for company stock with low basis that likely is to grow. Next, we have estate planning. If you have minor children, you need an estate plan. You'll need to identify a guardian for your children if something should happen to you or your spouse, and you'll most likely need a trust that specifies when and how children should be given an inheritance. Do you have complicated compensation? The further along you get in your career, the more opportunities you have to be compensated in potentially really lucrative and tax-efficient ways, from deferred compensation to various ways to purchase or be awarded company stock. you'll need to understand the restrictions, the benefits, and even the tax consequences. You also need to think about your portfolio concentration and the risk of having both your income and investments tied to a single employer. Here are some questions. Should you take advantage of an employee stock purchase plan? Do you have restricted stock units? Do you have options that are vesting? Can you use the 83B election? Equity compensation can be a great way to build retirement savings and create tax-advantaged sources of income. But it gets complicated quickly, and you need to manage vesting schedules, making selling decisions, think about diversification opportunities, and be sure you can pay the taxes. Last is about creating options and living your values. Now, do you think about taking time out as a family while your kids are young enough for all of you to be together? Could you take the summer off? Enjoying life doesn't have to wait until retirement. The idea of work optional has taken root for so many people. If you want your life to be cohesive and reflecting your values, your investments will be part of that. Putting together an investment plan that achieves both ends allows you to have freedom and flexibility while conforming to your worldview is possible. It takes planning and effort, but the two are not mutually exclusive. So in conclusion, the midpoint is where you're starting to see your hard work pay off. You're still in the building and growing phase, and as you get closer to retirement, you'll look back at all the busyness and chaos of these years with nostalgia. Working with someone who understands your situation and can help you sort out all of the pieces of your life can really give you peace of mind and get you closer to your goals. That's all for this episode. Remember, financial life planning is about living each day to its fullest while making smart financial decisions to plan for tomorrow. See you all next time. And remember, don't forget to live wealthy.